bury everything that I had to heal? Do we bury who we are, cause we're afraid to feel? Cause I could bury all I am, but I choose to feel. I wanna bury everything, but I have to heal. I try to bury everything, but I had to heal.
Regularly scheduled programming will not be...
Visit the stars at the Adler Planetarium.
We're keeping it locked in with this terrestrial radio. Next up is...
Don't ashes, just trying to make a living. But we won't stop rocking the jam, 'cause we got the master plan. After tonight, you'll be rocking my way. The Viv Marshall is the boss DJ. Try to move me, but no words can ever hurt me. No. Just in a moment that I would die right next to you.
Never die, never die, never die.
Laundry chests and dishes stacking up 10 miles high.
No mames, no mames, no mames.
Muchísimas gracias. I never really gave a rat's ass about the weather until I got to know Miss Amaretto. Now, I take it very serious. If it rains, or there's lightning or thunder, or if it snows, I have to jack off. Oh, right. Sorry. I was like, I was in one of those. Okay, you know those great movies where everyone's coming out of their graves with like half their faces missing and their eyes hanging out and their lips falling off? You know those?
I think I'll get sick.
And they're all walking around like real slow like this. Like they're all walking like this and kind of grunting. And they're all looking for the same thing. For regular live people to eat their flesh and drink their blood and all.
Come on, Jay, smile.
And they can't help themselves. Because they're dead, and it's just what happens. That's what I felt like.
You gotta tell me what's wrong, please.
Friday morning is here. This show is spontaneous. Innuendos on every Friday from 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. My name is Farco. Shouts out to all. We are RadioValencia.fm, broadcasting straight from the mission, the heart of San Francisco. RadioValencia.fm, here, ready, Radio Valencia. Oh man, so much time. So much music, so much joy. Music, so much music you heard in there. You heard Bill McClintock's mashup of The Police and Donna Summer. What a good tune. I love Bill McClintock, man. You know, mashups. There's a lot of mashups. I don't know if Girl Talk is still around. That was one of them. Bill McClintock, you know. But this guy, Bill McClintock, I don't know. He has a nice touch to him. That was a nice touch. Like, that song went really well together. I've played some stuff, and most of the time, it's all well. Every once in a while, you go, oh, okay. But he's usually on point, like 95% of the time. Other music in that set. We had music from Daniel Fidel, The Smile Was a Decoy. We also had music from Prong, Snap Your Fingers, Snap Your Neck. We also had a version of The Green Hornet by Andrew Piala. We had so much good tunes. We had Long Beach Dub All-Stars with Like a Dog. That's what it was, Like a Dog. We also had Brotherhood. What is it? Comets on Fire with Brotherhoods of the Wolf. Ooh, that sounded good. La Sereno. We also had La Sereno with the song Us. And that Comets on Fire song was called Brotherhood of the Harvest. Sorry about that. We also had Culture Wars with Don't Speak. Dr. Bionic with Cactus Snake Part 2. Dig it. I hope you like it. I hope you do. We're back, baby. Better than ever. Remember, I'm going into overtime. I'm going into overtime. I'll be here till 2 p.m. I'm subbing in for DJ Mark. His show, Drop the Charges, will return next Friday. And every Friday from 12 to 2, we're going into overtime. I said, we're going into overtime. I'm here making it. Day 3, day 4 of sobriety in your ass. Man, it's all right, man. I'm doing okay. A little irritable, but that's just part of it. You know? You know, and like, when, oh man, it always comes at once. You know, you go, you stop, you become sober. You're feeling it. And then other problems occur at the same time. It always happens. And you're going, man, what the heck? Why do I have to deal with this sober right now? Damn it. But I think that's the reason why I have to deal with it sober. You know, I'm irritated, guys. Right now, the first 2 weeks are always hard of sobriety. But, you go over the hill and it becomes better. You know, I'm trying to get better. Now there's not enough money, but there's supposed to be money in my bank account. What happened? It has to happen now. You know? What? Everything I got ready for this show is erased? It's okay. We're going okay. We're doing okay, guys. I'm gonna stay calm. You know? And, you know, you gotta divert your attention, right? I want to smoke. I want to do all that, but I can't be doing that. So I'm diverging my attention. So if you don't got alcohol, you don't have smoke, you don't have anything else, you got caffeine and food. And now my attention is all on that, guys. I'm focused. I'm focused on food now. Like, dude, I'm gonna tear up some Chinese food today. You know? And guess what? I might even get fried rice today. It might be one of those days. I think I'm gonna do it, guys. Everyone makes fried rice different, you know? There's a certain way where you put the eggs in and then you put the rice and you mix the rice and eggs. And the eggs are not cooked yet. It's just, you know, the egg. And you make the rice turn yellow. It's pretty good, you know. I've made fried rice, Mexican fried rice, man. I got no problem with that. Some carne asada. Throw that out, chop that up. And then chop it up with rice. I'm surprised there's not more Mexican rice. I mean, you get rice at a Mexican store or a Mexican restaurant. Why haven't they just fusioned it up and made a fried rice out of that, man? I used to do that all the time. You know, back in the day when I was younger, you know, my mom would make that orange rice. I'd have extra rice, you know, cut up some meat, onions. I'd make Mexican fried rice. I don't know why that's not a big staple in those restaurants. Infusion. That's some fusion. That unites the worlds, man. I used to make tacos and then slab on. You know what I used to slab on? I had carne asada or chicken or pork, cheese, you know, salsa, spiciness, onions. And you know what I did for the base of that taco? Hummus. Hummus. I threw hummus now. I'm uniting the worlds. And I threw hummus down on there and it still tasted good. You know? So, like, I directed all my attention off of drugs and onto food. Now, don't get me wrong, I always had my attention on food, but it's now all I'm looking at. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna have this. I'm gonna have that. Okay, I can't stop. I can't eat this. You know? Dude, the other day I was craving Taco Bell. I'm not supposed to eat it, man, but I was just craving it. I almost drove at midnight to a piece of shit Taco Bell. But I had to stop myself and I said, yo, you can't eat. It's too late right now. Okay? Focus. Okay? Stay off of it. And guess what? Reward yourself, all right? Don't eat now. And at the end of the week, in the daytime, you could have some Taco Bell. And I'm an easy person. I just want the nachos. I want the cheese, man. People don't know about Taco Bell and that cheese. That cheese is for reals, man. Here's, you know, that cheese is so good. Back in the day, that's where they tested the vaccines, man. They would throw it in the nacho cheese. And they would feed us. And they would show, okay, the vaccines are okay. Put it on, you know. Let it go. FDA approved. You know, so my focus is off of drugs and onto food. I'm trying to be clean, but I'm going to get some Chinese food today. It's a little hard. The first 2 weeks are kind of hard of sobriety. I just got to get over the hill. It's just, what is it? It's a habit, right? So you just got to get, shake the habit off. What was that game? What was that game? There's a game, I think it was Mario Kart. If something would jump on you, you would have to go left. You have to shake it off. I think a mole jumped on you and it would stay on your car. And the only way is that you would have to shake them off. You go left, right, you would move the car left, right until they fell off. You know, and that's what I got to do. I got to shake it off, man. I want to shake off. Shake it off. No two more THC. No more CBD. No more edibles. No more flowers. No more hemp papers. No more zigzags. No more blunt wraps. No more. For a little bit, you know. We're back to it. You heard it. It's all the same thing. If you heard me the last, let's say, I've been doing this almost 10 years now. So the last 10 years. Going off and on. Sober, not sober. Half the year, baby. Half the year. I told my friend, I stopped smoking. He's like, dude, the longest I ever stopped smoking was 2 weeks, man. You're going to go half the year? God bless you. So we're going to do it, guys. It's okay. But I'm, you know. Yeah. Shake it up. You want to see a... It's not connected. We're here. RadioValencia.fm. Shining up. Staying sober. You want music, give me a call. 415-766-4428. To everyone around the world. One, four, one, five, 766, 44, 28. Or you go, itsfaco@gmail.com. It's Faco on X. We're here. Shouts out to all. I'm getting focused now, guys. I'm getting ready. We're doing it. You know, there's a lot of stuff to get angry about, not just sobriety, guys. You know what I'm saying? The top, the 1% lying to you, they're all fucking with our emotions, fucking with your money. You know? You gotta keep moving forward. You know? That's how it goes. The big man is here, thinking about food. And I'm thinking about Chinese food. Let's order right now. Over the phone. Let's see if you guys can hear it. Hi, can I order a lunch special for to go?
Yeah, where you order?
Can I get Kung Pao chicken with fried rice?
Okay, that's it.
Yeah, and can I get egg roll with it?
Egg roll, okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye bye. There we go. I usually get the pot sticker. I usually get white rice. Because white is right. But not today, guys.
Hello?
today we feast. Today we munch. The big man is here. Shouts out to all RadioValencia.fm. Got my Chinese food. We're gonna rock and roll, baby. Rock and roll. Get some 2 chili sauces, man. That's all I'm thinking about now, man, guys. Hot sauce. Ooh. The big man's here. Coming through. Shots out to all. Are you tired of shit too? You tired of the lies? You tired of all? Dude, do something about it, guys. Stop working. That's an option. Stop streaming. That's another option. Oh, you don't think they would do that to you? Oh, they would do it to all of us. Whatever you want to do, man. If it was up to me, I would say stop celebrating holidays and stop streaming. Start there. Imagine if the whole country did that, guys. Woo. You know, didn't they do something back in the 70s or 80s where they try to make everybody jump at the same time to see if Earth moved? I don't know if that's real or fake. Right? Or I remember another time in the 80s where they try to hold hands across the world. I don't think it happened. You know? But if everybody decided to cancel their HBO Max, Netflix, Hulu, Disney, ESPN, Paramount, Cinemax, Showtime, all at the same time, they would feel it. They would all feel it. They would hate it. But if we all did that, that'd be cool. And dude, we could even make a compromise. We don't have to delete all the apps. We could keep one app. You know what that app is? Hoopla. Yeah. Because you know why? All you need is a public library card. And it's free, baby. What if we all did that, guys? Everyone in this world. We said, screw this. They're lying to us. Everything, all the prices are going up. Everything is bad. They want us to go to war. They're going to start a draft. All right. Everybody cancel their subscriptions to apps. Everybody delete every app off their phone. Spotify, iTunes. Everything. You just delete everything. And then we make the compromise. One app, Hoopla. Because all you need is a public library card. Imagine if we all did that. If we all did it at the same time, people would understand. People will feel it. People will know that you mean business. And now that's just one little thing. You don't have to do much, guys. I'm not saying, you know, stop paying your bills. I'm just saying erase the apps, man. Let's start it, guys. And we stay with one app. Hoopla or Canopy. I think the public library card works for that, too. We all do that. People know we mean business, guys. People know. You know? Stuff will crash. People will understand, you know? But Faka, why should I do that? Come on. Be part of the team. be part of the dream. But you ask yourself, I'm pretty sure that would be some big impact, guys. Everybody deletes Netflix. Everybody deletes YouTube. Everybody deletes Peacock. We all do that, man. Shit gets real. They don't want you to do that. I should even be talking about this. But that's what happens when you get tired of shit and you're sober. It's okay. We're still gonna move on. The big man is here, shining, shining. I'll be here for another 2 hours. I'll be here till 2 p.m. subbing in for the great DJ Mark and his show Drop the Charges. Big shouts outs to everyone listening on the Radio Valencia application. Downloading. It's for free. It's easy. It's simple to use. Look up Radio Valencia everywhere else. Online. On the streets. In your heart. That's what's up. And we got a lot of stuff to talk about still. Besides Luchador Mass, WrestleMania was going on last weekend. Talk about that for a little bit. I know you guys are hoping for me to talk about that. You guys have been waiting for that segment. And don't forget, delete the apps. Delete! Delete! Shouts out to all. More music on the way. RadioValencia.fm. We coming through. RadioValencia.fm. Shouts out to all. We in the last minute of Friday morning. We're going. Into overtime.